I have a lot of stuff to talk about today that is so good, so don't leave. We're going at it right now. Well, welcome to All Things Apostolic for January the 20th. We shouldn't forget that date. That is the date that the presidential inauguration takes place in America every 4 years. And today is the day that that inauguration is going on. So turn it off and listen to me if it's going on at the same time. But President Trump was just inaugurated a few minutes ago. And as well as the vice president, there is, part of it was there's proof that nothing's perfect. Because when Carrie Underwood, a singer, began to sing, the music wouldn't come on. How many times have I been in that situation over the years? The music would not come on. And then it came on and went, and then it went off again, which is just terrible. So I watched her closely, and she had the aplomb of a professional. And she stood there, and it was an embarrassing, probably they stood there a minute with nobody doing anything, and all these thousands of people, millions of people waiting. And so, like a professional, the woman just started singing a cappella. Now, could you have done that? Would you know what key to sing it in? But she just sang it a cappella. I think she just sang part of it, probably one verse in the chorus. But she did it well and escaped without any damage done, shook hands with the president and the vice president, and moved off of the stage. So they'll probably have some more shortcomings. There's probably somewhere a sound man looking for a job as of about noon today. We can talk about America. There's a lot of things in America we're going to see, probably changes in America. And some of the, I had a lady on an airplane. She was sitting next to me, an older lady, and she said, this before the election, she said, "Who are you voting for?" "What do you think about Donald Trump?" I said, "Well, he's an interesting fellow." And she went on a tirade. She said, "Well, how could anybody vote for somebody that has been an adulterer and that has whatever?" Went down the list of things. Me being a nice guy that can't always think real quick, I did not say, "Well, he's against abortion, and I figure you would probably vote for him as a Catholic because you would be against abortion." But I didn't do that. I was just a kind man and went my way. But anyway, Donald Trump, whether we like it or whether we don't like it, is the president of the United States for the next 4 years. And in his speech, he was overtly Christian in his approach, in his worldview. And I think that that's a good thing. Now, as far as his policies, we'll see how that all works out. Of course, we all hope that they all work out well if we're Americans, because we want our world to be a better place and our nation to be a better place. And the Bible does say, pray for leaders, kings, pray for leaders. It doesn't matter who they are, we are to pray for them. Sometimes it's hard, but that's the deal. So today's the day, and some of you are going to be talking about that all day long. Oh, there's a lot of things I've got here to talk about today that are important, some of them really exciting. The enrollment at Wilson University is up significantly this January, and so we are applauding that and thanking the Lord for that. It's a significant up, and we're looking forward to that continuing to be the trend for the future. I was at the funeral of Paul Mooney, a great man and a pastor and leader of people. Pastor of a large church in Calvary Tabernacle in Indianapolis, and leader of people for years, and on all kinds of levels. And while I was there, there was afterwards people was greeting, and there ended up to be two people who want to come to school. They're new students. And then the other night I was at a restaurant with some people I just met. One of them wants to come to school. And so how could anybody be against, if you're an apostolic, how could you be opposed to an apostolic university that the fruit of its graduates is already telling whether it is positive or negative, and it is radically positive. So whatever aversion we have to higher education, we need to think that through. This isn't just higher education. This is apostolic higher education, and that's a different thing. So anyway, the funeral of Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney was a great man. We recognize him, honor him, memorialize him, and did so at this funeral. Of course, it was a rather long funeral, as most funerals of great leaders, leaders that deserve recognition, are long. It was probably 3 hours long, but everybody did a great job, and nobody was boring. And people, he had many stories that you could tell about him because he was a man that loved life. He was larger than life. When he went into the room, he just filled it with his presence, and was a very close and dear friend of ours. But anyway, he's in a better place. He, there is not a doubt in my mind that he is in a better place, and that he's not sick anymore, and that he is healthy, happy, and loving Jesus Christ and aware of things. This is always one of the things at funerals that's frustrating to me, is that I've preached lots of funerals of people that really loved the Lord, but they didn't know much Bible. They were not raised around. They were just, some of them were just like little old ladies that never had a chance to learn much. Some of them hardly got past the third grade, but they came to church and loved God. And so in their funerals, I usually mention that in 5 seconds, they know a million times more than everything that any of us has ever learned while we're still here on earth. And their eyes are open to wonders that would be far beyond anything that we understand presently. So great future. Stay safe. Get the Holy Ghost. Get baptized in Jesus' name. Live right. It's the way to go. And this is the only thing that ensures eternal life on the entire earth, no matter what else is going on, D.C., Moscow, major business, and none of that. All of that is wood, hay, and stubble. But what we're talking about is eternal life. So thank God for the truth, and thank God for salvation and the presence of Jesus in our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Hey, I've got something exciting that I do want to announce. This to me is very exciting. It's about education. It's not something that's been in the past, but here it is. This is the first time I know of any of our schools doing this. We are doing what we call fast track dual enrollment. This is for high school juniors and seniors. And this is for churches, apostolic churches that have schools in them, or apostolic schools anywhere. And if they have juniors and seniors, they can do fast track dual enrollment with Wilson University, which means as a junior or senior, they can start to take classes that they get credit for in high school as completing their high school diploma, but also is credit for a bachelor's degree in college. Now, you can't get a whole bachelor's degree while you're in high school. I mean, there may be some savant somewhere that's some odd deal, but you can get a very significant portion up to an AA through dual enrollment while your kids are still in high school. While these young people are juniors or seniors, each class that they take is a class taken from Wilson University that counts for high school and also counts for their bachelor's degree. That's a major jump on everybody else in that age group, and gives those apostolic kids an edge, an advantage. And then all of those credits, of course, with Wilson University go towards their AA or their BA. And so by the time they get out, they could have up to close to half of their BA already finished and could have an AA degree if they want to do the whole package. But they can take ever how many classes they feel like they can take. This is an incredible program. You can learn more about this. I just got this morning about a fast track meeting on February 6th at 5 p.m. And this is online. There's more information on this. They're going to put this on the screen here so you can see it. You can talk to Dr. Denise Wolf, or that would be at a phone number, 916-234-0248. That's Denise's phone number, 916-234-0248. Dr. Wolf's email is dwolf@wilsonu.edu. D as in dog, dwolf@wilsonu.edu. Check that out. We already have two schools. We just got this going, but we already have two schools that are enrolled in this. And they have juniors or seniors that are already enrolled. Those seniors are going to have such an advantage over your seniors if you don't allow your seniors to take advantage of the program. They don't have, you know, if they're in your school, they obviously don't have to do this, but why wouldn't they do it? If I would have had this when I was in high school a long time ago, along with Abraham and Moses and a few other students, if I would have had this, it would have been a tremendous thing. Well, now we got it. So let me also just to mention while I'm saying this, we also have Wilson Academy, which is K through 12, and it's an online school. So if you're in a place where your kids are, you're trying to homeschool them, you're trying to work your way through it, you're in a place where there's not a school that you feel comfortable with, or it's too expensive, you can't afford it, then contact Wilson Academy. And Wilson Academy does K through 12 online. We've got students, we've got international students all the way around the world. And we've got local students right here in Sacramento that do Wilson Academy. Even though we have a school here, some of them do Wilson Academy. So that's also available. I just wanted to talk about that just a little bit. Hallelujah. Oh, let's see. This weekend was a great weekend. We had several people receive the Holy Ghost and several people baptized. There was 3 baptized yesterday morning, and I don't know how many last night. There was people baptized, though, and people who received the Holy Ghost. We are in January, we are going back and reinforcing the original core doctrines, core values, core principles. And so on Sunday mornings, pastors task me with preaching on Sunday morning, which I usually do anyway, but the direction is to go back and bring everyone that's new up into an understanding of those core values. The first two Sundays we did part one and part two, and the subject was, where did helping people become come from? Where did the slogan, helping people become, come from? Because that has been, for decades, the theme of the Rock Church. So why would we say helping people become? Well, the truth is, we didn't just make that up. Behind that, there is a whole theological / philosophical infrastructure, foundational thinking that goes beyond it and behind helping people become. So I'm not going to try to explain all that today. I would be here a long time. So you can go to therockchurch.org and look at the sermons for the first two Sundays on Sunday morning of January of this month. And then yesterday, we did one on another of the core principles of the Rock Church, which was prayer. So, and we talked about prayer. we didn't get through talking about prayer. We may even go into a little bit of February doing this. I don't know yet. But next week, if I can, I want to finish on prayer, how prayer was a core principle of the Rock Church, and the different aspects of prayer. The prayer is a really big subject. And there's prayer for salvation. There's prayer, how to open your prayer. There's prayer for survival. There's prayer, how do you come into the door? There's intercessory prayer. There's supplicatory prayer. What does the Bible say about these things? So what do we know about these things? What about the Lord's Prayer? When you pray like this, Our Father which art in heaven, and so forth. So what about that? And all of that is bigger than one sermon or lecture or teaching session. It's bigger than two, but it's, you know, we're going to do our best at least to get the basics in. And yesterday we primarily covered prayer as weapon. Prayer is, and Christian living has a military component to it. It pushes back against the darkness of this world. And so there's a lot of military language, military nomenclature in Scripture. And yesterday I read the whole passage in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, which is all military. And so how did that affect the Rock Church, and how does that affect the future of the Rock Church, and what happens if that's lost, and so forth. So you're welcome to, it's free, just go to therockchurch.org and you can see what we're doing there. And then Pastor is doing the same thing on Sunday night. He preached last night on One God. So you're welcome to join with us that. In fact, you know, the president of our nation has talked about everything he's going to do. He's doing his best tomorrow. He said this today already. He said, tomorrow morning, we will be signing all these things, executive orders and so forth. Well, he's not letting any grass grow under his feet. Well, the Rock Church isn't either. And so we are off and running. And so last Friday night, Pastor Young, I wasn't there. I was at the funeral in Indiana of Pastor Paul Mooney. But last Friday night, we opened service. Pastor and team rented a building. In fact, they've leased the building. They're starting a church there, not just a service. In that first service Friday night, they had 187 people in attendance, 47 of which were guests from Yuba City. This is in Yuba City, or Olivehurst, which is right next to Yuba City, little community. And Yuba City is a good-sized city. I don't know what the population is, but it's a good-sized city. So in that first service, they had 187 people and 47 people guests from Yuba City. What a great opening. And five brand new people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that very first service. That's like, wow, Jesus, you are great. And it's in a strip mall. The building, the church is, it's a beautiful, it's just really nice, but it's in a strip mall, and it's the end of the strip mall. Well, five doors down, these are businesses, five doors down, there's a Mexican restaurant. And the cook of the Mexican restaurant, Brother Young, had been in there earlier, I don't even think it was that day, earlier that week when he was down there working, getting stuff together. And he had met the cook, and so he invited him. He said, well, Friday night, we're going to be five doors down from you. And so the guy was cooking that night. He was working. And so he got a little break, so he took his apron off and walked down five doors to the church, and they were in there worshiping and singing. On his break, the Holy Ghost moved on him. He started praying. He got the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. The place blew up, and turned around after that and walked back before his break was over, put his apron back on and kept cooking. So so that revival is cooking, I'll tell you that. So anyway, just great, great story there. This is a Spanish work. However, it's all translated in English and vice versa. And it's off and running. It'll be, its main service will be every Friday night. I mean, we don't have enough time to put all these services that we personally attend or that pastor personally attends. We can't put them all on Sunday. There's not enough time to go there and come back and so forth. So Friday night is the main service there. And then there's a midweek service somewhere in there also. Anyway, it's just great. That was the opening last Friday night. What would that be? January 17th. So we'll keep you posted on what's happening up there. That's a tremendous thing. So what else can I tell you about that's really important in the movement? In Durham, North Carolina, Nexus Conference. The Nexus Conference 2025 is going to be in Durham. And it's this month, it's this week, January 23rd and 24th. January 23rd. 3rd and 24th at First Pentecostal Church in Durham, pastored by Pastor Nathaniel Urshit. And so you if you have young people, I'd encourage you to get them there. The theme of this week is This Is That. And it's going to be a great conference. It's started several years ago, and it's making a positive impact. So if you're a young person or if you have young people, and you're a pastor and you want to have places to go that are not only safe, but places that are powerful to advance them. We don't only want to preserve, we want to progress. Amen. We want to do both, but we want to progress. So what else can I talk about today before you leave us here? Well, maybe that's enough. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today.